Welcome to Teaching in 10, a podcast from the Center for Excellence in Teaching and Learning at the University of Northern Iowa. Teaching in 10 provides a space for higher education faculty to share teaching strategies and stories about how we engage students and support student success and well-being in 10-minute episodes. I'm Dr. Sarah Montgomery, and today I'm delighted to welcome Dr. Taryneh Matlube to the podcast. Taryneh is Associate Professor of Literacy Education at the University of Northern Iowa. Taryneh teaches multicultural children's literature courses, a doctoral theory course, and a course called Ideological Aspects of Children's Literature for master's students. She is also a published children's author. Taryneh has 5 published picture books, and she is now working on middle grade novels. Thank you so much, Taryneh, for being on the podcast. I'm just excited that you're here. And I'm wondering if you can share with us how you engage students and how you support their success in your teaching.
Thank you very much for having me, and I'm very excited to be here as well. For my students, when I think about their success and their learning experience, it is important for me to see them as intellectual partners instead of recipients of information. Wow. So when we have students sitting there and just listening to the professor for a long time, eventually they will lose interest.
Yeah.
So it's important to do something, and the best, based on my experience, the best thing is to bring in them to the discussion. And sometimes we ask questions, like general questions in class, and we expect the students raise their hands and answer questions. So that could be a starting point. But with that practice, we show students that we only value speed, and who answers faster, we value that person better. So that would be good for introductory when start a discussion. But then it's important to give roles to a student.
Okay.
So they know what they are going to do. For example, when we read a book in class, like read a picture book, and we want to discuss different things about the book, if I just ask a very broad question, like what are your reflections or what you think about it, usually I get very few responses from a student who always answer. The better approach is to give them different roles, like at this table, when you read the book, one person is the summarizer,
okay.
One person is the reporter, one person generate questions, one person search web for discussion questions about the book, one person looks about brainstorming about lesson plan. So when you give them a specific roles,
yeah.
They start engaging better, and that partnership you start to build little by little, and they feel that it's not only that they're sitting here to receive something, but they are constructing this knowledge together, because it's very important that we do that together, especially in my classes, because diversity is a very sensitive subject.
Sure.
So it's not like that I know something about diversity and I want to absorb that and do this or that. We need to give them practical tools, and they will be the users of these practical tools. So it's important to see if that works for them and what they think, what are their perspective. And, so I always somehow create some activities that bring their role and their knowledge into the discussion. And I have learned that some students are shy,
yeah.
And sometimes they are uncomfortable mm-hmm. sharing anything, especially even when you give them role, still they are shy and they are uncomfortable sharing.
Okay.
Especially when there is something like controversial subjects, they are uncertain about what they say. They don't want to say wrong thing. So at the beginning of class, I always tell them at the beginning of semester, that if anyone is uncomfortable talking in class, you can write down your responses every day after class. After class ends, you share that with me. So it's like everything is another way of articulation and expression. And it is amazing that I had several students like that started writing notes, and they're very comprehensive notes, that every thought that comes to their mind, they take note of that. And then at the end of class, they share that with me. And after a while, like after midterm or something, they switch to not writing anymore and talking in class.
They're ready.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it gives them confidence, they get their voice, and they are ready to share it. So that has been very important lesson for me. Another thing that I sometimes practice is to give them scenarios, because most of our students are future teachers.
Yep.
And we want to give them these books, and these are not only cute books that they enjoy reading.
Sure.
It is something that we want to see how they use it for bringing diversity and inclusion mm-hmm. into their future teaching. So I give them, and usually I bring some uncomfortable books or something controversial, something that might have some problem or cause problem for someone in the future. And then I create a scenario. And the scenario is a very controversial scenario in the school, in the library, with the parents, with the administrator in the school. And what would you do if you were in that school experiencing that scenario?
Yeah.
And that makes them think deeply about that, because it's a very actual thing that might happen mm-hmm. for them in the future. So they get engaged through that, because they care about their future. They want to find a solution. And with discussing with each other, they find a solution for that mm-hmm. scenario. What would they do? And then I, as a facilitator, give my comments, give feedback. Is that a good approach to that scenario? What you need to add? How you need to improve that?
Wow. It seems like it connects back to your idea about the partnership piece mm-hmm. and the dialogic approach, and also how you gave some students who were feeling shy a chance to write it. It mm-hmm. seems like another way to help them practice that confidence, right? Mm-hmm. So that they feel more comfortable sharing mm-hmm. those topics in those books. That's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Other things that you want to share, or any other stories?
I really like them to have their own kind of voice. So it is just different opportunities. Usually we always, because everyone has their own story mm-hmm. and their own perspective. And usually as learners, it is a habit that we are a story listener. Mm. We listen to stories, but we don't tell our story. But everyone has a story. So I try to give them some little opportunities, or every time that I see the opportunity, to have them share their story. What is their personal story? Mm. And how would that would add to their future career that bringing diversity and inclusion to their teaching.
That's awesome. That's really beautiful.
Thank you.
And do you do that through a discussion base, or through writing, or through like creation of their own stories?
It is different, different approaches. One thing that I remember mainly, and I was amazed by the outcomes when I designed that, I really didn't expect those responses. It was the use of technology mm-hmm. that it was the app that I purchased for my students. And I, as a final project, their role was to read a book, and then they become the narrator of that, and with that app, create a video of that. So it was a animation-based video creation. It was very straightforward, but they were becoming director of the movie, of the book that they read for the project.
Wow.
And I asked them to add their own voice. because the books, they were all about different cultures, and all my students were white middle-class students. Mm. So they were outsiders to the story. Mm. But then as the narrator, they shared their own voices as the outsider, and how outsiders see the insider story, and created videos of those stories that are amazing.
Wow.
They're amazing.
I'm sure that was a rich learning opportunity for them, especially with that push, but also with that space to do it. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate you sharing your wisdom with us and just giving us that glimpse into all the things that you do that maybe we want to try too in our own classes and no matter what we teach. So thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome. So listeners, please subscribe and review us wherever you listen to podcasts, and be sure to tell your colleagues about this podcast. And until next time, thank you for joining us on Teaching in 10 from the Center for Excellence in Teaching and Learning at the University of Northern Iowa.